I'm Nancy Searles, and this is the second in the series, The Nature of Illness, entitled, Why Doesn't the Machine Work? Now today, I have brought a number of books in addition to what I had here yesterday. And I invite you to come up and look at what I have. There's some on healing, color healing, and of course the two that are in the bookstore, The Unexpected Universe, which I read from yesterday, and The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And as we enter today's subject, the essence of the inner self being awakened is the subject of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. So I commend this to you. And then there are other books here as well. Yesterday we talked about the presence of the inner self. The fact that it is the inner self that is the alive being. That when you receive the stimuli from the outside world, those stimuli come through the five senses, but it is not the five senses themselves which are you. And this is something in Western culture that people think, that the five senses themselves and the immediate surface reaction to those is what constitutes the person. It isn't. It is what happens within to the five senses and with what we receive all through our lives. Now today we're going to talk about what happens within the self with respect to the energy that is within. And this is in the form of seven energy centers in the body. And we'll be talking about the fringe of acupuncture. Tomorrow we are going to talk about the, so to speak, social issues which form where you are now. The things that have happened since childhood by virtue of the cultural parent, the shoulds and oughts by which we live. We live according to everybody else's expectations but our own. And in this culture, if you don't live up to the Joneses, you know, who are you? There's always somebody to keep up with, to measure up with, and this affects our inner health tremendously. So tomorrow that's what we'll do, and the last day I'm going to work with affirmations of self. It's fine to know what goes wrong with a machine, and it's fine to know about the shoulds and oughts, but it's also helpful to know that each of us is a beautiful person and how to affirm that. So in the sum total, you will have an overall picture of at least a beginning into who you are as a child of God and who you are as you walk in the light of Christ. Do you have any questions from yesterday before I start in on today's session? Okay, well, we will forage ahead. Why doesn't the machine work? Why do you get a broken leg? Why do you get a heart attack? Why do you develop cancer? Why do you have asthma? Why do you have diabetes? Why did you cut your finger this morning? There are reasons within your being for all of these. I do not believe in chance, and I do not believe that things happen by accident. We have responsibility for our being. We need to realize that we create our own reality. Nobody is pulling our strings. We let everybody else do this. We let you know, our parents expect, our kids expect, our community expects, our church expects. And we respond to this by going yes and yes and yes and pulled in all directions. We create that. We let it happen. We create our own reality. What is reality? Okay, let's talk about something here. Something which in Western culture is just now coming to be a part of holistic medicine. It is known in all other cultures. It is practiced in all other cultures. It has been practiced throughout the ages. But in Western culture, the body became very important, and the focus in healing and in illness was the body itself, not what was going on within. So today I am going to talk about something which probably none of you will be familiar with. You have not been exposed to it in Western culture. But I now recognize this within myself, and I've apologized for having these gifts. For months I've been dealing with sort of hiding the information that I had and the knowing that I have that this, as it unfolds, you'll see it as part of the light of Christ. And I've tried to ignore it, I've tried to stuff it, and I finally now recognize it as a bona fide part of the medical field. I am a registered therapist. It is something, while I cannot use it at the rehab center with Medicare and Medicaid, good grief, how would you document what I do? I do feel that now is the time to talk about this and for us to recognize that we do have charge, we do have the responsibility, and we need to know what our body is telling us in any of the illnesses. So here we go. What I'm talking about is the seven energy centers in the body. Perhaps you have heard the word chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A. It is a center of self, and each chakra is a center within you. Now I'm going to talk about the chakras. I'm going to talk about the centers. Much is dealt with in a book called Quantum Healing by an Indian doctor practicing in Boston. And he's written a very good book about this healing. And it is not healing that I do to you, it is healing that I will facilitate, and your knowledge of what's happening can help you considerably. There are seven centers. I'm going to just first go through them very quickly, just to acquaint you with where they are located. You can't see them, but you live with them all the time. Then I'm going to go through on the board one by one with these centers. And perhaps as we finish, and then we talk about some of the illnesses and where they come from, and where issues settle within your system, where the stress is going to settle. There are different places that it will settle. And you may begin to see different areas in your body that are responding to stuff going on around you. So hopefully this will be of some help. Seven centers. The lowest center is the security center that grounds us to the ground. It is located at the base of the coccyx, roughly. The color of this center is red. Well, I guess I'll start putting this up here now. I'm trying to stay close to the microphone. People have bought the whole set of tapes before hearing them, and I thought, well, the least I could do is speak into the microphone for people who have done that. Let's find one that works here. And then I'll get out of my own way as I do this. This is the first center. It is red, and it is located at the coccyx. Now, I'm going to go through these without talking about what they are. Then I'm going to do that second. Now, when I say it is the color red, there is not a red ball within you at the coccyx. But what is happening is that there is an energy that vibrates at a certain level. And I wove this just to have with me. You should recognize this as the rainbow. And you will begin to see a correlation here, which I will point up at the end of the lecture. The lowest vibration that we see, or that we sense, or experience, the lowest vibration is red. Now that red, according to physicists, vibrates at a certain level. And we talked last week about what this color does for you or to you. For very aggressive patients, we will put them in a room that is red for a short time, and it will settle that person down. When you wear red, chances are you wish to bring grounding into yourself. You wish to bring grounding in. Now, I'll go through all of these, and then I'm going to come back to the issues of what they are. All right, the second chakra is orange, and it is located in the gonads. It is the seat on the base level of sexual pleasure, and I'll talk about it again when I come back to it. It is the seat of pleasure and joy. These two work together. And each one of these is located and associated with one gland in the endocrine system. And we do not know a lot about the endocrine system. This is why it is associated with the part of our body that is truly the inner being. The third chakra is yellow, and it is located in the solar plexus, right here. The fourth chakra is green, and it is located in the heart area. The fifth chakra is blue. It is located in the throat. The sixth chakra is indigo, and it is the location of the third eye. The seventh chakra is violet. It's actually ultraviolet. We do not see ultraviolet. And it is located at the top of the head. Okay, now these are the chakras. Okay.
Where's the third eye?
Right here. Now I'm going to talk about what happens. Because all of this, is familiar to anybody?
Can't see how to spell it.
C-H-A-K-R-A. Some people say I should have been a doctor. Can't read my writing. So is anybody familiar with this? I would be very surprised if anybody raised a hand. But now let's look at what happens with these energy centers, with you. Now, I have said that these colors don't actually, I mean, you're not a clown with big buttons down the front of you. This is what this is within you. And I do chakra balancing. This is how I work with a person and am able to tell a person and work with a person as to where that person is within a given energy center. My technique is to put a pendulum over the chakra and it will spin. And I can tell by what direction it spins or what's happening with that particular energy center, how in balance, how in harmony or out of harmony that area is. And that area will be in balance or out of balance depending on issues that the person is coping with. And if it is an issue, for instance, of security in the base chakra, that person may be having hemorrhoids or colon cancer, or in one case of a person I worked with, it was a broken coccyx. The issue was security, and the issue needed to be addressed, and then healing took place. Okay. So the first chakra, the issue, is security. Now, it's located in the coccyx. So you will feel that you need to get a good seat on something. The nesting instinct, where we want to feel comfortable. It is also associated with feet and hands, and this is where we get into acupuncture. The acupuncturist will cope with feet and hands. We want to get a good grip on something, get your firm footing. What happens when you fly by the seat of your pants? What are you doing? You're giving up security and just saying, well, I just am going to have to wing it. Why don't you have to fly by the ankles of your pants? Well, that isn't security. The seat of the pants is. So what you're going to find is that you already work with this. And issues of security, when you're going through change, and say you're changing jobs, and you're kind of uptight about changes in your life, you're going to find that you have things happening with regard to the first chakra, and also with regard to the third, which I'll get to in a minute, which is the control. You may get stomach aches, you may get sick to your stomach, you may have diarrhea. And this is what's happening, not just because. It's happening because the issues that you are dealing with have to do with the energy level, energy center, that is this particular vibration within you. They are now coming to call this an energy. It's not a vibration. It goes beyond a vibration to a form of energy, which we are now able to say physicists are coming to this. Physicists are ahead of most of the rest of us and ahead of theologians in this, that this energy is God's love. So bear that in mind for a minute. Okay, so this is security issues. The orange, located in the gonads, is joy and pleasure. Now I'm speaking right now of earthly stuff, security in the stuff of life. I'm talking about joy and pleasure, which can be sexual, it can be emotional, joy with your children, with your family, with your job, with where you live, and so forth. Now, this first one, security, if it is raised above the physical concerns, when you are secure, you are in harmony with yourself with regard to security, and those issues are not what you have to focus on. Your focus will rise above security to faith, the security in God's love. So this is the higher end of this first chakra of security. And your issues, as you deal with the earthly issues and work with them successfully, you will rise. We call it a rise in the level of consciousness. You heard that term recently? You've heard it through metaphysics, right? You hear about all this New Age stuff and rise in the level of consciousness and so forth. It is very Christian. And this is why I am speaking from only from within the light. The metaphysicians have pulled at me, you know, and I've tried a lot of stuff out here, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That is not where I am, but you will hear this along with all of the New Age trap. It is much more than that for Christians. Much more as we walk in the light. So here is a basic faith, a security in God's love. Joy and pleasure. When we have dealt with the earthly joys and pleasures, can anybody think what would be the top level of that? Ecstasy. The spiritual ecstasy. That is why there is such an issue about celibacy. It is a conscious rising above the pleasure needs of the human, rising to the spiritual needs. And those become the center of one's life. That is why many healers are not married. This is why the monks and the nuns have focused this chakra in a different direction. It's not just abstaining from sexual pleasure or marriage. It is actually focusing an energy that does exist within the body to a different level. It's real, yes. Some of this will be difficult, and some of it will begin to make some sense. It's going to happen.
Father Nowen talks about that in his book of celibacy.
And the change in levels, right. Yes.
That celibacy is more than just sexual.
Yes, it is. It is definitely more than the sexual involvement.
I think the library has that book.
That would be that.
Is it related to yoga a little bit?
It is. Yoga is one means of rising through the physical stuff. Sufi is another. There are many. And of course, the Buddhist.
But they use their energy for other things.
Yes, and direct the energy. Once you know what the energy is, you can direct it. And as we talk about illness, if I don't mention it, remind me, bringing feelings up to the heart to feel them. I do want to talk about that. And hopefully I will remember to do so. The third chakra is the area of control. That's located right here. Have you ever had, it's like something hits you in the gut and you react, something happens, you feel something was, I felt the rug was pulled out from under me. Okay, that's a security issue, isn't it? Whoops, my feet are up in the air. The rug is pulled out, my security is gone. What may your next reaction be? You may get sick to your stomach. Ah, what am I going to do with this? That's a control issue. You feel it in the gut. You get sick to your stomach if you're under a lot of stress and you're trying to hang on here and hang on there. What do you get? You get ulcers. You get something that is in this area of control. And I'm finding that a lot of people, while their control chakra may be in balance, it's tight. It's small. I mean, they're hanging on. They're in balance. But the other areas may be open and free-flowing, and this one is, by golly, I'm going to get stuff right where I want it, and I'm going to keep it there. At some point, that will catch up with the person. Now, control, when we have control, when we realize what control is, that it is not manipulating, and on the lower end of control is manipulation. And this comes into this whole thing of codependency that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Manipulating what's around us, making sure that we have what we need to keep us right where we want to be. And other people doing the same thing to us. And we become a victim to other people in the same way. So the lower end of this is manipulation. And the solar plexus chakra is quite large in our culture. We live by giving away our power, by being manipulated, and by doing the same to other people. And that causes an awful lot of our illness right there. At the higher end, when we have control and everything is in harmony on the earthly level, and we can rise above control, we come into imagination, we come into the free-flowing higher consciousness. So all sorts of things open up once these control issues are dealt with. And my asthma, by and large, was an issue also of control. I had a lot of stomach problems while I went through the asthma. I never tied the two together. I didn't realize what I was doing. Okay, so we have imagination here at the higher level, and I don't like the word level, but I don't have another word for it right now, so I'll call it level. Okay, the fourth chakra is the heart chakra. Does your heart break? No, your heart does not break. Do you actually have a heart ache or a heart throb? Your heart will not actually throb, but this area is affected. Excuse me, I just clapped my hand over the microphone for those with earpieces. Your heart chakra is the energy of what? What do you think that energy would be? Heart.
Relation, emotions.
What's the issue of all of that? It's love. Okay, the heart chakra is the chakra involving love. This is also one of our biggest issues. When you have a heart throb, what happens is that that energy center opens up. Now, when you are in relationship, because the heart chakra in some of its breakdown is also in the abdomen, we tend to confuse sexual attraction for love. Both are involved in the abdomen. And is it any wonder that there is a tremendous confusion about issues of love? When both physical attraction and pleasure and joy and love, which is quite another thing, occur in the same place. The heart, it is a secondary place. Just as I said, with security, you may have issues of the feet and hands. I should continue with that. With the pleasure and joy, you may have issues of wrists or ankles. Talked to one gal yesterday who said she severely sprained her ankle when she first came here. And then she had a rock fall on the other ankle. And we talked about how unhappy she was when she came here. And because it was her left leg, she was pulling some of her past with her when she came, and she didn't let go of it. And that issue, if she had known about what is happening within the body, she could have asked herself, what issue am I dealing with that has to do with pleasure? What issue am I dealing with? Why did I do this to myself? It didn't just happen that she sprained her ankle. And then she got hit with a rock. She got a real sharp stab on the right ankle, which again had to do with pleasure and movement. Moving ahead, your ankle is flexibility with respect to pleasure. And she was dealing with a relationship that she didn't really trust. And she got a real sharp reminder to take a look at it. Take a look at it. And she said, oh, if I'd only known. And I said, well, now you do. The next time you sprain your ankle, you'll know what's happening. She's still getting over the first one. And the third, in the solar plexus, you will have issues in the calves of the legs or in the forearms. And that, the control issue between elbow and hand and knee and ankle. And that's what happens in the calf of the leg. And these are issues that if you go through acupuncture, this is what they're going to do. You may have a problem here and you wonder, what are they doing there? Well, what they're doing is dealing with the issues that are within you. Okay, and the fourth is love. The bottom line of love is love of self. That's the last person we usually love in this Western culture. The last person. The child within us. We will, tomorrow I would like to, for those who are willing, approach your child in meditation. What does your child need? This is the love, the open, the innocent, the pure child that is you before all of this cultural stuff got a hold of you. It's not necessarily your child of five, but the child that is within you, the open, nurturing child there for you. Self-love. Love of other people. Love of spouse. The feeling that comes from the heart. Now, when this rises in levels, you have servanting, and you have a total openness to others. Allowing God's will to work through you in love to other people. It is universal love. Very, very powerful. But if we don't deal with self-love and self-esteem, we may love all sorts of people around us, but I'm not worthy of loving. This is very typical in our culture. We are very mindful of where we stand with other people, but we need to attend to the child that is within us. The heart. Obviously, there will be issues of the heart. Elbows and knees. Knees. Kids fall on their knees all the time. And they're dealing with a lot of growth within. Depending on which knee and so forth. And some kids fall all the time. Just again and again and again and again. They are dealing with the mobility of loving and giving themselves permission to reach out. And I had been up in the mountains for 5 days, and I did beautifully. Came down, took my pack off, and fell. Now, and here was this big cut on my right knee. And I realized I had come off the mountain with a lot of the realization that I'm sharing with you, without apology anymore, without feeling that it was different or something that I should continue to stuff. And I realize that this, in sharing this with you, it is sharing God's love with you. And I'd better attend to it. It had to do with some love issue that I was scraping up against and not paying attention to. The scab was gone as of about 3 days ago. So the issue is taken care of. And as I become mindful of these things, my left elbow also began to have a twinge about the same time. I need to address some stuff in the mobility of the elbow and reaching out and what I am listening to with respect to listening very hard for, you know, out of love of other people. Allow it to come without any judgment was what I received. And just a simple thing, I banged an elbow and I banged a knee. But as I interpret it through the messages coming to me, it becomes important. Okay, the throat chakra is communication. When the church is quiet, what happens? We don't like silence. We like to do the talking. Silence is very difficult for us. And as long as we are talking, we cannot hear the still small voice that is the word of the Lord coming to us. On this level, on the base level, the human level, we are working with issues of communication. Receiving communication occurs back here. Have you ever, and I mentioned this yesterday, a tingling at the back of your neck? The word of the Lord comes right at the base of the medulla oblongata, which is not, you know, the function of that is not known too well. But we receive at the back of the throat. We give the feeling and the talking out of the front. So communication is two ways, receiving and sending. And if you have problems, and Betty Olson said, well, why do I have laryngitis? I said, maybe it's time to listen. She said, truth hurts. But this is sometimes true. We will shut ourselves up. Or we may get a sore throat, which is indicating something, you know, pay attention to what the communication is. I was very glad when my sore throat was gone this morning. But we will manifest these things from the issues that are within. So this is communication. When we have a good communication on the physical level and we rise into the spiritual for that, it is communing, which is wordless. It is feeling. It is experiencing the word of the Lord. Communing. Okay, the sixth chakra is one that, in Western culture, third eye, that's metaphysical stuff. No, it isn't. You see with three eyes. You take in the stuff that you see with your two eyes. You perceive right here. Close your eyes that ye may hear. Quiet the voice that you may hear the still small voice. Close your eyes that ye may see. Close your eyes. We see without our eyes. That seeing is perceiving. A blind friend of mine, I have mentioned on occasion, could perceive. She could sense. Tell me about the moon. I can see it. Tell me. I can perceive it. I can receive it through the pituitary gland, which is what is associated with the third eye. Indigo is a color we do not yet see. That's why this has six colors on it. My woven sash has six colors on it, not seven. We interpret what we see as purple. Purple is not the next up in line in vibration level. Purple is between red and blue. Indigo is the next one up. You can see it if you look at black, you'll see it on the edge of black. It'll look a little purpley on the edge of black. What you are seeing is indigo, and the last one is ultraviolet. So this is not within our consciousness yet to see indigo. But indigo is this area of perception, intuition. And that is the higher level. It is the higher level. This is something we receive it. I got a hunch. An idea came to me out of the blue. Well, I had a feeling about that. Do you follow these hunches at all? Do you listen to them? Or I had a gut reaction. Gut reaction comes from the control center, yes, but it's tied right here. And these areas do a lot of battle. A lot of people I see have stomach aches and headaches. They're dealing with letting go of the control and accepting what's coming to them intuitively. We don't like what comes to us intuitively. We can't nail it down. Well, how do you know? Well, I just do. You know, that's no answer in Western culture. Or the mother saying, just because, or because I said so. I have what I call our knowings. And sometimes, for someone who is dear to me, I will have a knowing. And that's what I call it. And sometimes I share them and sometimes I don't. But I've had them for my children. And I've had, have any of you felt you had to call somebody? That something was happening? You know, a knowing, just an inner sense. That comes through the sixth and seventh chakras. Now the seventh chakra is called also the crown chakra. It is the entrance of white light. White light comes in through the back of the neck, also at the top of the head. When I have you draw energy in, which I will do with another meditation on another day, you will draw energy in through the top of your head and let it come through. The crown chakra is what we would call the Word of God. We would also call it divine inspiration. And I will add here ultraviolet. Ultraviolet. It's a violet that we really don't see. So here you have a system. Seven chakra centers. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, but in my discussion with Rob, I think I did mention this, that the seven chakra centers for me correspond to the seven churches in Revelations. And as we look at our own spiritual growth and the harmony, the balance, excuse me, and the rhythm of the system that is us, we grow in spirituality. We are coming to the second coming of Christ within us at this raised level of consciousness. So I feel that Revelations is a very personal message as well as something that is geographic and exists within a timeline for us. And I will now go back to Revelations, and he had cited several passages where all seven colors are mentioned, where there are gems around God's throne in all of the seven colors. And that there is an aura present at one point. And he could recognize it as such. We are living rainbows. God gave the bow in the sky in Genesis as a promise that he would never abandon us again. We walk in the image of God. We are made in the image of God. We are made in the image of God. We are the living rainbow of which God speaks in Genesis. That is us. We are therefore within perfection. All is possible within each person as we walk in the light of Christ. The light of Christ, the white light is the combination of all seven colors. You put them all together, you have white light. What is Christ? But the white light, the total of God's essence. Brought down to a point where we can see. We can use all of our five senses. God met us where we are, existing through five senses. He met us, giving us his only son, so that we could see all of this, so that we could begin to understand this. And when Jesus would heal, by your faith you are healed. He did not heal the body. He healed the issues within the person. He brought all of this into balance, harmony, and rhythm. And by bringing, by virtue of the white light in which he is, the person's body, or the manifestation of the difficulties, was healed. By faith, you are healed. These are very important words. And healers walk around going, your body is healed. No, that's not the issue. This is why I have to be very careful how I label myself. I do energy balancing. I do work with the body through the issues. But if I call myself a healer, I'm immediately not Christian. I'm in the metaphysical world to other people. And that is not the case. I have the gifts of healing as I walk in the light of Christ. And they are used mostly to help people process. I facilitate you working with your own issues. I do not heal what is wrong. You do that by working with the issues. And we work with this with people who have had strokes and people who have had heart attacks, who have muscular dystrophy, and so on down the line. Head injuries. There are issues involved. And they can be approached very gently, which is what I do. Now, do I dare ask what questions? I mean, this has got to be new territory, and it's got to seem real off the wall to you. But can you see, can you correlate anything that's going on in your life with any of these areas and where it's hitting you, or where you're feeling it? Can anyone, is anyone an issue that, you don't have to discuss the issue, but where you are seeing something happen or something has happened to your body, and maybe you can put something to it? Yes.
When you spoke of the calves of the legs and forearms for the solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
elbows and knees for,
mm-hmm.
then going on to the throat. But
all right, the throat is the shoulders.
And
we carry it on. All right, now these two are simply where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They do not relate. They relate to the upper, thank you for asking that. The sixth and seventh chakras do not relate to other specific parts of the body. They are in and of themselves, the intuitive and the crown. They are emanations of God's love. From the throat down, we deal with body issues. Most of us in Western culture live from the third chakra down. You deal with security, you deal with pleasure, and you deal with control. There are an awful lot of people who simply do not deal from there up. Stuff is black and white. It's right or wrong. It is or it isn't. And there is no gray area. Matters of the heart are reckoned with. You know anybody like that? Who is just right down the line? I know a few people. And trying to help these people raise, to feel something, is a very difficult thing. And they may refuse. And we have patients like this and who wonder why they have a heart attack. And the issue is so deeply buried that it sometimes is difficult to get to. Yes?
How would you repeat how the Western world is different from other cultures?
The Western world differs from other cultures in that we focus on what is given to us through our five senses. We are focused on the body and our relationship to other people and to our environment around us. And in the Greco-Roman time, the issues became that of who was better than whom and so forth. And the body became very important, and how beautiful the body was. The temple became more important than the spirit within it. And that has been the difference. This, of course, has meant that we've had many, many advances scientifically, the uses of the mind, and this is wonderful for scientific advancement, but it has not helped the inner spirit. Now we are facing the inner spirit.
And how about medication? Because everybody you talk to is on medication.
Oh, I know everybody is on medication. What about medication? That's a very personal issue. And it depends on where a person is dealing. If a person is dealing with issues based on the body function, I have a stomach ache, so I will take a pill to make it better, then that is where you're functioning. Now you may be on heart medication, for instance. It doesn't mean that you go off of heart medication and deal with love issues. It means that you begin to deal with the issues. You will need less medication. Now the Christian Scientists, and we talked about the Christian Scientists yesterday, do not take medication. Most, if they find that their method is not working, they will seek medical help as an adjunct to where they are. We're the other way around. We may seek spiritual help if all else fails. When there is no hope left, maybe we turn to the Lord. But that is after pills and doctors and surgery and so forth.
You know where that
supply of
Biofeedback, yes. Biofeedback is the beginning on a physical level of coping with pain,
right,
through the five
and
senses.
The Veterans Administration.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. Excellent entry. It's not spiritual. It's physical. But it at least is beginning to recognize that we have power over where we are. that the illness does not have power over us unless we give it permission to. We can give the muscular dystrophy permission to completely disable us. We talked a little bit yesterday too about the fact that two patients can come into the rehab center, each with a heart attack, and this has happened on occasion, each with a stroke in this case. Each had a stroke, same severity, the men were the same ages, one was very anxious to live and the other was anxious to just be taken care of. One went downhill, and you can guess which one went downhill and which one got better. So, dealing with the issues, will allow less medication. And it is not something that's done overnight. But we are just a totally over-medicated population. It's ridiculous. And of course, the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors keep pushing it because of money. That's also Western culture. It's up to us to begin to take our healing into our own hands and begin to listen within and work. And this is precisely why I am speaking as I am. And I feel it's very important for holistic purposes to do so.
Isn't that medication drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any kind of drugs and medication.
Do you know where that holistic college is in Oregon?
I don't, no. These will begin, many of them will be metaphysical, which is a start. The colleges that I would see growing must come from within the church, must come from within the light of Christ. This needs to happen too. Whether it can or not, I don't know.
Is blood pressure the heart? Would that be the area?
Blood pressure is very definitely the heart. It is stress of love issues. And it's interesting, as you try to take more control of your issues, your blood pressure will go up. And it'll be between the solar plexus and the heart. And your blood pressure can go up as you get uptight. I had my blood pressure taken last week. They had a cholesterol check at the hospital. I had my blood pressure taken, and at the other end of the blood pressure, when you finally let go of all control and your love issue is one of gifting to others, he couldn't record mine. He was an EMT, and he said, the only time I get this, the person is dead, and you're clearly not dead, and I'm running 75 over 35 blood pressure. And in good health. So you can bring your blood pressure down by gifting. This was a shock to me. And as I hadn't realized quite what has happened as I began.
You mean because you're so stirred up about yourself, you're not giving enough to others?
Trying to hang on. Yeah, you're hanging. There are love issues going on that are building up pressure. That's what's happening, building up pressure. So your blood pressure is an indication of stuff going on in the fourth chakra. Now, we are over time, and obviously could go on. What I will do tomorrow is begin the session with any questions of specific illnesses. And I've hit on a lot of them, and the headaches, and which include both of these areas, and migraine headaches, dealing with refusal to acknowledge the intuitive, what's coming in, refusal. There often will be stomach involvement with that. People will be sick to their stomach when they have a headache. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel sick to my stomach. Control. Trying to keep control and keep this stuff out.
How does this click system that we have in this country, you know, it's a support group, and if you're not in that support group, they don't accept you. How does that affect?
I don't know anything about it. So.
Well, everything is click.
Oh, you mean a click as... well, what you're talking about are issues that are within certain groups. That's simply part of the control system that we have.
Is that good or bad?
There's no good or bad. There is no good or bad to any of this. once we get into these issues, we stand back from judgment. Who are we to judge what works for one person and what doesn't work for another? Okay, thank you. Tomorrow we will talk about shoulds and oughts and what they do to us.
What about stress? You hear from doctors all the time.
Is it stress?
Probably is. It's up to you to see what the stress is and where is it hitting you. You can tell whether you get heart palpitations, stomach involvement. You get heart palpitations, you're dealing with stress in issues of love. If you're getting stomach cramps, you're probably dealing with stress of control issues. If you get diarrhea or constipation, you are dealing with security issues. They're either running away from you or you're not releasing them. And so where is that stress hitting you? Is it in your fingertips and they go tingly? Are you losing your grip on stuff? Security. Grounding issues. A sense of belonging and a sense of being. Feel free to ask me during the day.
You said something about control. I just have to read this. It's in the calendar. My life is in the hands of any fool who makes me lose my temper.
Whoa! My life is in the hands of any fool who makes me lose my temper. Good grief. What a thing to put on the calendar. Well, on that note, come and look at the books that are up here, and tomorrow we'll pursue this. I want to deal with relaxation. I want to show you all how tight you are. That comes through meditation. Raise that question during the session tomorrow. So that I can leave tomorrow. Okay, I need to remember to put that down, because that's relaxation is where it begins and it's what we don't do well.